KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The situation in Soweto remains tense this morning after an e-hailing driver was killed and his vehicle torched in an attack last night. Gauteng police are monitoring a protest where the incident happened outside a mall in Pimville. Residents have blocked roads with rocks preventing minibus taxis from operating. Police say four attackers opened fire on the e-hailing vehicle outside the mall's entrance. Two others were wounded. Officers believe the incident is linked to ongoing tensions between taxi and e-hailing operators. The provincial transport's Lissy Bempia says talks have been held behind closed doors to maintain peace in the industry.
And there has been specific concession resolutions where conflict resolution mechanisms that are being agreed to. And the MEC was disheartened this morning when she was saying that I'm beginning to ask myself whether the negotiations are in good faith.
He was speaking to the SABC this morning. Now, eThekwini has dismissed transparency concerns over its resurgence conference as sensationalist and misinformed. This after the DA in KZN demanded answers following what it says was the city's failure to host the conference in July. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The DA says in May the eThekwini Council approved 30 million rand for the event, which never took place. The parties questioned why the funds weren't redirected to service delivery. It says it's considering taking the matter to the Municipal Public Accounts Committee for a formal proceeding. But the municipality says the event wasn't cancelled. It says the conference is still going ahead and has been rescheduled to next month due to venue availability. According to the city, the approved budget of 20 million rand will go towards the Economic Development Initiative hosted in partnership with the United States. Councillor Thembo Ntuli says it's aimed at attracting global delegates, investors and businesses to Durban. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And firefighters in Greece say they've been making progress in tackling several wildfires. A scorching heat wave is wreaking havoc in parts of southern Europe. Over the past 2 days, more than 150 new fires have broken out across Greece, forcing the evacuation of thousands. Fire crews gained ground against a wildfire outside the western city of Patras, while water bombers battled blazes on three other fronts. A recap of our lead story. The situation in Soweto remains tense this morning after an e-hailing driver was killed and his vehicle torched in an attack last night. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.